This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A 20-year-old man is facing multiple felony charges following an arraignment in Huron County District Court. Van Howard Frank Robinson appeared before Judge Ferris on July 20th to face five counts stemming from an incident on July 18th involving a victim. The charges include felony counts of unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation, and interfering with an electronic communications device. He also faces misdemeanor charges of domestic violence and malicious destruction of personal property. During the hearing, pleas of not guilty were entered for the misdemeanor counts, and a probable cause conference is scheduled for July 30th with a preliminary exam and plea cutoff hearing set for August the 7th. Judge Ferris maintained the interim bond at $25,000 cash or surety. As a condition of his release, Robinson is prohibited from having any contact with the victim, and attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed to represent him for the remainder of his case. And emergency responders in Huron County safely rescued seven juveniles Saturday afternoon after they became stranded on Lake Huron near Wagner Park in Harbor Beach. The Harbor Beach Fire Department, as well as Sherman Township Fire Department and East Huron EMS, were dispatched shortly after 2:10 p.m. following reports that several juveniles had overturned while using kayaks and paddle boards. Initial information indicated six people needed help, but crews ultimately located and rescued seven individuals who had gathered together on a single paddleboard approximately a mile and a half offshore. Rescue crews spent about 30 minutes searching for and bringing everyone safely back to land. Officials also recovered the group's kayaks and paddleboards, which had drifted to roughly 2.5 miles offshore. No injuries were reported, although one juvenile was evaluated by EMS after experiencing a blood sugar-related medical issue. And federal health officials say they've identified a likely source of multi-state cyclospora outbreak that has affected thousands of people, including many in Michigan. The U.S. FDA traced the outbreak to shredded lettuce, iceberg lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms of Mexico and served at certain Taco Bell restaurants. The company voluntarily recalled iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico that was distributed between June 29th and July 16th to restaurants, food service providers, and retailers in 27 states, including Michigan. Michigan health officials report more than 5,000 illnesses linked to the outbreak, with 102 hospitalizations. According to the FDA, about 90% of interviewed patients who ate at Taco Bell reportedly eating iceberg lettuce. Taco Bell has voluntarily stopped using the implicated lettuce's affected locations while the investigation continues. The FDA also clarified that an earlier laboratory result suggesting Taylor Farms lettuce tested positive for cyclospora was later determined to be a false positive. Federal officials say no Taylor Farm lettuce samples have been confirmed to contain the parasite, and investigators are continuing to determine what additional cyclospora outbreaks reported nationwide are connected to the same source. Consumers who purchased recalled iceberg lettuce are advised to discard the product rather than consume it. And we'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Hey, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad X, and the Ford Summer Sales Event is officially on. Right now, through July 31st, select Ford models qualify for 0% financing for 3 years, plus $1,000 bonus cash. That's on the Bronco Sport, Bronco, Explorer, Ranger, and the F-150. And if you're leasing, these payments are the real deal. Drive a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for just $398 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Step up to the full-size 2026 Bronco Big Bend 4-door 4x4, only $478 a month for 48 months with $2,000 due at signing. Move your family into a 2026 Explorer Active with Leather 4x4, $463 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Or get America's best-selling truck, the 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 with a 2.7 EcoBoost, just $516 a month for 36 months with $2,000 due at signing. Summer savings and a hometown service you only get are here at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Payments are using A to Z plan pricing, 10,500 miles per year, $2,000 due at signing on 3 and 4 year terms with trade-in assist and lease renewal. No security deposit required. Current offers end July 31st, 2026.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced grilling before the Senate Appropriations Committee after presenting updated Pentagon estimates that peg military operations in the Middle East at $37.5 billion. The fresh counting represents a $9 billion spike over previous quarterly forecasts, driven by expanded maritime security deployments and interceptor missile stockpiles. Senators pressed defense officials on long-term budget sustainability and clear exit strategies as costs continue to climb. Department reps defended the funding request as crucial to securing vital shipping lanes, setting off an intense Capitol Hill debate over supplementary military appropriations. And foreign ministers from the Philippines and China traded sharp official protests during a tense bilateral summit in Manila following a dangerous maritime standoff in disputed waters. Both sides presented contrasting accounts of the encounter, accusing each other's Coast Guard vessels of aggressive maneuvering near contested shoals. Despite the stern exchange, diplomatic representatives agreed to maintain open communication channels to prevent accidental military escalation. Allied nations in the Indo-Pacific region are watching the situation closely, emphasizing the need for strict adherence to international maritime law and free navigation corridors. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Looking for the best local deals without driving all over town? They're just a click away at thumbnet.net. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seabooing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky, Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, and Caseville Family Market. Why search store to store when the savings can come to you? Find local deals, specials, and promotions at thumbnet.net. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.